Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and bring you along with me just to show you how I invest for safe, secure, predictable, and consistent 1% using pre-qualified dividend stocks. And what are those? Well, those are companies that have increased their dividend payments to their shareholders for a minimum of 20 years or more. Now, let's jump in. It's Thursday morning. 314, which is end of week number 11. Coming up tomorrow will be the last day of week number 11. And then we'll have 2 weeks left for the first quarter to be done and over with. Hope you guys are doing well. Anyway, let's jump on in. First one on the list, alphabetically, of course, would be Comcast, CMCSA. Okay, the last 30 days for Comcast. That would be the 14th of February. Now, 30 days ago today, we opened up at 42.04. The bottom was on the 20th. Now, that was 40.74, like 3 days to the downside. Look at the nice escalation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 days. Made a little bit of a high on the 1st of March at 34.07, a little bit of pullback. And then on Monday, she jumped up. Okay. She jumped up, made the 30-day high at 43.68, and basically just stayed up there. 3 days in a row, 34.68, 34.65, and 34.68 again. So basically going sideways for the last 3 days. All right, so we're at 43.28 at this moment. Comcast, I jumped into this one at 43.42. Okay, and I sold off the 43.50s. Now, I don't mind because Comcast doesn't have its dividend for another 3 weeks. Okay, I jumped into this one a little bit early because I saw that nice little movement there. Anyway, we'll see how it works out by the end of business tomorrow. But other than that, looks good. JWN Nordstrom. Last 30 days. Last 30 days. Where are we? Right. Here we go. 30 days ago today, 1962. Okay, nice little run up to the double top at, was that 2191 on the 28th and the 29th. Okay, a little bit of pullback. And then she gapped down from the 5th down to the 6th. Kept on going. And we have our new bottom. It looks like a triple bottom. Okay, March 7th, 1690. March 8th. 1686, and then 1690 again on the 11th. 3 days in the bottom. But here's the thing. The 11th, 12th, and 13th, 3 days to the upside. Okay, we're sitting at 1799 at this moment. Now, JWN is one of those we got to take a look at. Now, I'm into this one at 1726. I sold the 16 and a halves and the 17 and a half. All right, fine. They're both in the money, so we'll see how that works out. Next on my list would be Kohl's, KSS. 30 days ago today, Kohl's opened up at 26.80. She went up just a tad and went sideways for 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, and then started to slide down. We have our 30-day top on the 4th, which was last Monday. And that was 28.92. From there, she dips down a little bit, and then on Tuesday, she drops and drops. Okay, kind of like she gapped down, but she did make an interesting high for the day, 28.03, but the bottom was 25.18. And then yesterday, the bottom was 25.16. Okay, so we have a new 30-day bottom, 2 days in a row, 25.29. That's with Kohl's. Now, I wasn't expecting a gap down. Nobody ever expects those, but it happens. Now, I'm into this one at 27.97. So it looks like this one's not going to do so well. And Kohl's has its dividend, the EX date, actually, on the 19th. That's next week. I got no problem taking it into next week because, after all, the dividend is 50 cents. At this moment, that's close to a 2%. So I got no problem taking it into next week, collecting that dividend and yet another premium. Because I got a premium last week. Got a premium this week. Get another premium next week and the dividend. Perfectly okay with that. And if I have to hold it till it recovers, I got no problem with that either. So I always go back to rule number one. Never buy something you don't mind holding. And I don't mind holding Kohl's. Now this one I've held for a while. Walgreens, WBA. I think this is week number six that I've had Walgreens. But the funny thing is, Walgreens hasn't really done very much. Basically hovering around the same spot. But I'm okay with it because I already collected the dividend. I think I collected like five or six premiums on this one. So 30 days ago, 21.60. Okay, a couple of days later, we have the 30-day high. And it's 22.47. From there, steady decline down to the bottom on the 5th of March. That was last Tuesday. That was 20.42. From there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days to the upside. And then yesterday, she gaps down a little bit, ending up the day at 21.05. So where am I with this? I am at 21.62. I sold off the 21.50s and the 22s. Again, no problem taking Walgreens into next week. The dividend already paid out, but let's take a look at what I can possibly look for on the premiums for next week. Now, we're at 21.05. I'm thinking she might, I'm not quite sure whether she's going to continue to the downside, but yesterday was an up day. Why'd she gap down? I don't know. I didn't look at the news. But here's the thing. 21.05 at the moment, and I'm into this one at 21.62. So the 21.50s next week at this moment are going for 35 cents a share. That's more than 1%. I got no problem holding on the Walgreens if they're going to give me 1% again next week. All right. That being said, let's jump on over to a different account. And that I got to do another sharing thing. Here we go. Whoops. Come on.
One question I have, James.
Wait a minute. I got to go to the next screen. I'm still doing the podcast. So we got to a couple more seconds. All right, here, ALB. Take a quick look at ALB. Get rid of that. ALB. Last 30 days, Able Mall. Here we go. Now, Able Mall opened up 30 days ago at 113.73. Nice escalation to that 30-day high of 143.19. From there, the market maker takes your profits away if you didn't take them up while they were up there. Now remember, when you see a stock escalate the way Able Mall did, from bottom at, it was a low, wasn't a bottom, 114.30, she jumps up to 143. Now if you didn't take profits there, you got no one to blame but yourself. But what happens the next day? She drops, and then again, the market maker took away that big chunk away from you from 133 all the way to 122. $11 a share the market maker took away. Anyway, from there, she drops to the new 30-day bottom around 106.69. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 days to the upside. We're sitting at 125. Where am I with Able Mall? 123.30. Okay, and I sold the 120s. That's going to be gone. I have no problem with that. Ford. Love my Ford. I keep buying Ford for some strange reason. Here we go, 14th. 30 days ago today, we opened up at 12.72. From there, she drops to the bottom of the week. Bottom of the 30-day period at 11.95. 30-day top was the next week. 5 days later, 13.03. She drops down, not yesterday, but the day before, Tuesday. She stopped at 12.03, and then yesterday she started turning around. We're sitting at 12.37. Now I jumped into Ford at 12.24, and I sold off the 182s. Where did they come up with the number 11.82? Weird number. Anyway, JWN, we already looked at that. KSS, Kohl's, did we already look at Kohl's? I'm not sure. But Para, here we go, Para. P-A-R-A. You know, 30 days ago, Para was at the 30-day high, and that was 13.24. From there, she drops to find a 30-day bottom at 10.16 on the 5th, which was last Tuesday. Nice escalation in the next 3 days. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days, and a little bit of pullback. We're sitting at 11.68. Now, 1168. I'm into this 1110. I sold off the 11s. I have no problem with that one. Paramount has its PARA. It's EX date today. Cool beans. Well, let's jump on back and finish up for the day. Oops, here we go. And all right, this is James from Dividend Stock Talk, brought to you by the 10-Minute Trader, where I invest in dividend stocks for weekly cash flow and take you along for the ride. Have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow at 3:30.